expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
And here we are. Hello there, our friends and our neighbors who are listening in. We really appreciate your support. This is Barbara from Harlem. And let me start off by giving you the call-in number on this 21st day of April 2018. The call-in number is 973-925-4559. And, of course, I have sitting right across from me my co-host,
BB Diamond. Hello, everyone.
We're so happy to be here, and we're so happy to have you here with us. Now, today, we're going to talk about what's going on.
Right.
We want everyone to just listen in, call in, give us your opinion. And, you know, we want to be part of the movement to make America great again. We can only do that by being in the know of what's going on and which way we should go.
Well, absolutely, Barbara. And you're right. This is a beautiful Saturday, April 21st, 2018. It seems like old man winter doesn't want to let go of us here in the northeastern part of the United States. But this Saturday is pretty nice, pretty comfortable. And I'm just so glad to be alive on beautiful days such as today. A lot going on in the news as per usual. Some of the notable things that have happened this week is the death of Barbara Bush, Robert Mueller's ongoing investigation, and Israel at 70. I want to start off by talking about Barbara Bush. It was announced a few days before her death that she no longer wanted to receive medical care. She was going to accept, you know, she was in failing health, nearly 90 years old. She was 90.
92.
You're right, excuse me. And she accepted her fate. I think it was very classy. The Bush family was obviously prepared, not just financially, because they're obviously financially well off, but emotionally and spiritually as well. Barbara Bush was quoted as saying, and I don't know if I have this verbatim, that she wasn't really afraid of death because she knows and she served a great God. So, very classy lady. I may not have agreed with her family politically, particularly during the 2016 campaign when they seemed to be and were, in many cases, against Donald Trump. But we don't want to take away from Barbara Bush as a human being, as a woman. I like one of my favorite quotes by Barbara Bush. She said, it doesn't matter as much as what goes on in the White House as it does as what's going on in your house. I'm not articulating it well, but you get the point. Barbara, your thoughts?
Yeah, I remember that quote also. And that was so absolutely on the target, on the mark. Because it matters what's going on in our house. In our homes, we are developing future citizens of America, or we're developing criminals.
Bless you.
God bless you. Our producer has a little cold, so we had to say God bless you to him. And, you know, it's really important what's going on in each of our homes, what we're doing, what our ideas are, how much we keep involved in what's going on in our country.
Right.
We have to stay engaged because, you know, America, as Ronald Reagan described it, that city shining on the hill.
Right.
We want that light to forever be shining across the world.
Absolutely.
Because God has been tremendously good to the United States of America.
Absolutely. And again, although politically, as of late, I haven't agreed with the Bush family.
I haven't
either.
But
it doesn't take away from who Barbara Bush was and what the Bush family has sacrificed. George H.W., the father, the patriarch, served as president. He was also a pilot in the Navy, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, yes.
He served this country honorably. And George W. Bush showed a lot of promise as president. I think he veered off course during his second term, but he was a very powerful and very impactful president after 9/11. None of us will ever forget that George W. Bush, the son, went to the World Trade Center.
Yes.
And he stood with the firefighters, and that image will always be in my mind of the president, former president, doing that.
Well, I was reading much of her, I don't know if it's an obituary, but her life story.
Right.
Or, you know, just historical.
Right.
You know, what would you call it?
You know, information
about her. And she said she had a great life.
Mm.
You know, and that's a wonderful thing to be able to say.
Right.
You know, she had a long-term marriage and, you know, she had very, I think, successful children.
Right.
And, no, I didn't agree with them during this last election because, right. You know, there comes a time when you have to put country first.
Absolutely.
And once you don't put country first ahead of maybe your personal acquaintances and personal likes and all of that, I think that you have, dropped the ball. And I was very disappointed in former President George
H.W.
Bush.
And the son, George W. Bush.
Of course. Of course. But I know that their loyalties were to Jeb.
Right.
But at any rate, you know, she lived a full life.
Right.
She lived a very prosperous life. I mean, I think there was one school that didn't want her to speak because she didn't finish school.
Oh, did she not?
Okay. That's what I think. I believe I read that.
Right.
Because she devoted her life to supporting her husband and raising her children.
Mm, okay.
Which is admirable.
Right, exactly.
You know, because we need to raise productive children in this society.
True.
I think it was Frederick Douglass says it's easier to raise a strong child than to...
To help a broken man.
Heal a broken man.
Essentially, that's the quote, yes.
Absolutely. And too many of us are tremendously broken, shattered. That's why we have a problem with drugs in this country. And we'll get to that later on also.
Okay.
You know, hats off to a very gracious woman.
Absolutely. I want to move on, Barbara, to Robert Mueller's investigation. I know you have some thoughts. A lot is going on in the news. James Comey is on a book tour, which I don't know is going. I don't think it's going very well. Loretta Lynch and James Comey have been throwing each other under the bus. Loretta Lynch, our former attorney general, and Mr. Comey was a former director of our FBI, about the meeting on the tarmac, that infamous meeting between Attorney General Loretta Lynch and former President Bill Clinton. Now, at the time when this happened, she said we were talking grandchildren and golfing and all that, but it has come to light that Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, Mark Levin, those in the media, conservative media, who doubted that's what the meeting was about, were absolutely correct. Because why would James Comey and Loretta Lynch be throwing each other under the bus about that meeting?
You know, anyone that believed that they were talking about grandchildren, you know, let me sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. I mean, who would believe two prolific liars that they were just talking about grandchildren? That didn't even seem logical to me.
Right.
You know, I mean, they got caught.
Right.
The bottom line is they didn't intend for anyone to see them. But, of course, they were talking about Hillary.
Absolutely.
And the violations that were evident.
Right.
And how can we get around it? How can we, whatever. You know, I thought a long time ago during that, when that happened, I said, well, Comey is under pressure from Loretta Lynch and Obama.
Right.
To ignore the truth of the matter.
Right.
But now I'm really beginning to think a little deeper, and I think Comey believing that Hillary had a chance at being successful in this election and becoming president wanted to make sure he was on the good side of Hillary.
Mm. Now, flesh that out for us a little bit, please.
Well, I don't know how much I can flush it out, but if you think someone has a chance to become one of the highest people, the most powerful people in the world.
Right.
Are you going to file charges against them before they get to that position?
That's a great point.
And I think the answer is no.
Because as you were saying, Barbara, because all indicators were showing us that Hillary
was supposed to win.
Right.
All of the cheating was hooked up. All of the newspapers were ready for her. The magazine, what is it, Hello, Madam President, or
right,
whatever.
Hail,
Madam President.
Right.
According to the polls, she was definitely going to win.
Right, exactly.
The fix was in even from the DNC primary.
Wow, yes.
That was all fixed.
That was rigged.
All rigged.
Yes.
And then between the campaign and I forgot who was it, but they had they were trying to get as much information on Trump as they could get.
Right, exactly.
With GPS.
Right, Fusion GPS. That was GPS. The firm that was hired.
And the Clinton campaign was. So in other words, Clinton was Killery. I call her Killery because of Benghazi.
Mm-hmm.
Was in position, and they thought everything was fixed for her to be Madam President.
Wow.
So Comey, thinking that she might become president, and they were pretty sure she would.
Yes, that's true.
Was not going to find anything illegal about what she did.
That makes,
destroying the service.
That makes total sense.
Even after you were subpoenaed.
Right.
I don't think you and I could get away with that.
Right, right, right.
Even after he said that her testimony was untruthful.
Correct.
All of a sudden, no charges, no nothing, because he thought, they thought it was in the bag that she would be president.
Wow.
That's my take.
I think your take is probably in the ballpark. Because I never really put that together with why Comey would lie, why he did not put Mrs. Clinton under oath. He laid out the case, I believe it was in June 2016, why he wouldn't file charges, but it didn't make sense because
make
it
sense.
Seems as though he had enough evidence or enough information that he had a prosecutable evidence, it seems to me. He laid out the case and then said at the end, we're not filing charges.
No charges.
So what you're saying makes perfect sense because Comey was concerned that she was going to be his boss.
Absolutely.
It was likely that Hillary Rodham Clinton was going to win the presidency. All indicators up until the day of election, as far as I'm concerned, hinted or told us or guided us, in a sense, to the fact that Mrs. Clinton was going to win the presidency.
Oh, most definitely.
So I think James Comey was corrupted. He cared about saving his own back skin. He didn't care about being in having integrity, regardless of whether she would win or not. You're supposed to be a seeker of the truth, and he was concerned about his
future.
Yeah, exactly.
His future, his livelihood, et cetera, et cetera. He was not concerned about the oaths he took as director of the FBI.
Right.
That's why, and Loretta Lynch, I mean, I never put any stock in anything she did because she was picked by somebody who I had no confidence in.
Right, right.
Period. Mm-hmm. And I was really very disappointed when the Senate and everybody confirmed her, but that's how it rolled.
Right, right.
But the bottom line, Comey, Lynch, and many others have no integrity.
Mm.
Help us, Lord, to put those positions people of integrity, honest people, who will be concerned about the oaths they take.
Well, absolutely. But just focusing, zeroing in on Robert Mueller's investigation, I just don't know at this point if they can prove anything. I mean, it's not like they're solving a 30-year-old murder mystery.
The
evidence should be fresh.
Right.
We're just talking about an election that happened less than 2 years ago in November 2018. And I still don't hear from Mueller how and when the Russians influenced the election.
And how.
Now, we can talk about the Russians meeting with some Trump campaign people and all that, but let's focus on what this is all about, supposed to be all about. How and when did Russia influence the election to the point that Donald Trump became the winner? How can they explain the mechanisms? Where's the evidence? And this just happened less than 2 years ago, supposedly.
And you know what? Something just came to me. We the people need to start a petition to end this farce. Because it's costing us unnecessary dollars.
Yeah.
For what?
True, true.
They already had... They already have tapes of the Trump campaign, which the Obama administration falsely got, a warrant.
From FISA court. Mm-hmm.
So did they find anything when they went through those tapes?
Exactly.
They found nothing. You know, the people, we the people of America, need to do a petition, do what we can. I don't know what we can do, and we have some among us who know the procedure.
Right.
To file something to stop this farce and stop the waste of taxpayer dollars.
Right.
Because if they haven't found it yet, and this is a fresh case,
right,
it's not old.
Right.
If they didn't find it in some of those illegally obtained tapes of the Trump campaign, why are we still paying out of our noses for something that's going no place? Now they've raided Trump's a lawyer's office. We don't even know if that they did that legally. But if they're looking for another matter or whatever, we don't know.
You don't know.
But they have never told us what they suspect the Russians of doing to influence the election.
And that's very important for them to do that. And I think Congress should
Demand it.
Needs to demand it. Right.
Because absolutely.
What is the point of this investigation going on? And I don't see where it's producing really much of anything.
Maybe we should all call our representatives and say, we want some, we want details. We want some specific details on why our tax dollars are being spent for an investigation into Russian collusion.
Exactly, exactly.
So let's all of us call our representatives and demand that they act on this to end this farce.
Absolutely, I agree with you. Well, on a lighter note, Israel has turned 70.
70, yes.
We know that Israel has been in existence for thousands of years, according to biblical records. But for it's been 70 years since Israel was refounded and recognized by the United Nations. Your thoughts, Barbara?
Oh, that's just wonderful. You're right. They've been around before the United States, before. They're just as old as some of those, you know, the Arab nations, you know, Asian nations, et cetera, et cetera.
Exactly.
I'm just very happy for them that... you know, that they've reached this milestone.
Yes.
In their renewed.
Right, exactly.
Because it's just a renewal.
Right. Israel has been around for thousands of years.
Thousands and thousands of years.
Yes, exactly. Israel is an ancient society, to your point.
Yes, it is.
As ancient as, I say, Syria.
Definitely.
As ancient as you said, some Arab nations.
Almost definitely.
Israel is an ancient society. But it was refounded, as we know, 70 years ago. We congratulate Israel. Now you have those who are evil, like those in Iran, who are talking about they have a date when they're going to destroy Israel. But I have a warning for the Islamic Republic of Iran. It shall be destroyed first before they destroy Israel.
Yes.
And,
yes.
You know, Donald Trump sent out a tweet congratulating Benjamin Netanyahu and the people of Israel. And he said that the United States had no better friends in the world, and I truly believe that is the case. Israel is the United States' best friend, and the United States is the best friend to Israel. And I think
Amen.
That's the way it's supposed to be. So congratulations to the people of Israel. May God bless you always and forever. May God bless Israel and her people and protect them.
You know what? I just thought of something. Our former president would salute and congratulate Muslims for contributing to America.
Mm.
And I never heard him say that about Israel.
Mm.
Israel has been our friend since the beginning of time.
Right.
Israel has made countless contributions to our society.
Absolutely.
Israelis, look at Albert Einstein, what he did for America.
Absolutely.
I think he had to get out of Germany and come over here.
Mm-hmm.
And they continue to make so many advances medically and every way that you can mention.
True.
And our former administration never gave them that.
Uh-huh.
What can you call it? That
just being a friend to Israel,
acknowledging
that Israel has been a contributor to the world, not just to the United States, through breakthrough technology.
Almost definitely.
In the medical field, in the information technology field.
Yes.
Israel has been on the forefront of a lot.
Most definitely.
And Israel has been a good for the world, a bright light for the world.
Absolutely.
And it's only those who are evil, who have been indoctrinated by evil culture, whether others. And not all Muslim people are evil, but too much of the Islamic culture is focused on destroying others who don't believe in their God. And those who are just
Absolutely.
Evil or secularists, they're the ones who do not appreciate all that Israel has contributed to this world. And I'm just thankful that for God, because we saw it before our very eyes with the founding of the State of Israel in 1948. Ezekiel 37 coming to life, the dry bones coming back after being at and death, and that symbolized obviously and in real time, not just symbolized, but the Holocaust, in which 6 million Jews were massacred, assassinated by the evil of Hitler and his Nazi regime.
Amen.
And so to see the dry bones come alive in the form of Jewish people doing Aliyah, returning to their land, to land of Israel, is beautiful.
It is.
And it is a fulfilling of prophecy right before our very eyes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we congratulate Israel on their 70th anniversary, you know, and may, and God has blessed them.
Absolutely.
And God chose them as his chosen people. Now, that means they suffer a lot.
This is true.
Because godless people hate the Jews.
Right, exactly. That's
they
true.
They hate the Jews. They hate the fact
yes.
that they were chosen by God.
Absolutely.
And thank God we as Christians are drafted in.
Exactly.
Amen.
Amen. You know, we're going to go to break soon. I wanted to talk about the second anniversary of the death of Prince, because I think it touches on this whole thing of the opioid addictions in this country.
And can I just add something
Please.
To that? I wanted to add that Chuck Schumer now wants to legitimize
right.
Uh-huh. marijuana.
Wait a minute.
No, I'm saying it wrong. I'm
he
sorry.
He wants to make marijuana legal?
That's
okay.
correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Okay.
And you know, the thing I don't like about liberals is mm-hmm. that, you know, they try to look at polls and see which way the polls would favor them being mm-hmm. reelected, and they'll go with anything, even if it's detrimental to the people. Mm. Now, show me where marijuana is so helpful to the people. I have a report in front of me from Rutgers. Mm-hmm. Marijuana use holds threefold blood pressure death risk study.
Mm.
You know, runs your pressure up. You're not able to drive.
Mm.
You know, that's why they have not only driving under influence of alcohol, but driving under the influence.
Wow.
But people like Schumer, they don't care. As long as they can think that something's popular
right.
and it will get them reelected, they'll go with it.
Right, right.
Even at the risk of lives, I don't think they really care.
Well, you know, too many Democrats, it's not about principle, it's about vote.
That's all it's about.
Whatever seems popular, whatever way the wind is blowing, that's the way they want to go. Before I forget, though, and we want to pick this up after the break.
Yes.
Going back to Barbara Bush's death, there's a professor in Fresno, California, who said that Barbara Bush was an amazing racist, and she said she wouldn't be fired for her comments. But unfortunately, the university where she's a professor, they have disciplined her, and I think that's great. You know, these liberals think that they can say anything
yes.
about Republicans, about conservatives in particular, but about Republicans, because Barbara Bush wasn't really a conservative. And they're so vicious and nasty.
They are.
I mean, they're just so applauding Barbara Bush's death, applauding that Rudy Giuliani is getting a divorce, and they're just they get very nasty and very personal, very ugly. Your thoughts before we go to break?
Well, you know, liberalism, which is another name for secular humanism, is a very dark ideology. If you study some of those who were involved in secular humanism, it's very dark. It's not light, and it's not gay, and it's not happy. So they thrive on darkness. They thrive in darkness, I should say. So I'm not surprised. Too many professors are there with the audience of their young people, and we need to get rid of them. We'll see you after the break.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
And we're back on the air. Hello, everyone. This is our urban story once again.
Yes, yes. And now, you know, I just wanted to mention something. I read something recently that the DNC, the Democratic National Convention, was just about broke. Mm-hmm. So what they're doing now is, in desperation, according to Breitbart, they filed a multi-million-dollar lawsuit against Russia and the Trump campaign for collusion. Now, they don't have any proof. They've never laid out what this collusion is supposed to be comprised of.
Right.
But according to Breitbart, it says, however, the DNC could be hoping that the lawsuit will invigorate the Russian collusion theory, helping to raise funds ahead of the election of the midterm elections. Democrats for months have been soliciting donations based off of the Mueller probe. So they want to keep things stirred up, keep you in mystery, keep me in mystery, while they're not giving us any details about what collusion are you trying to identify. And after 2 years, you have come up with nothing. No collusion. No, Russia didn't make any drones and send them to the polls to vote. Russia didn't pay, you know, people in the different counties and all around America to go and vote for Trump. They don't have any proof of anything. So they're trying to raise funds. You know, it's so sad that these people are mentally deranged and have this phobia about Trump and about this election. They need to go into therapy and get some Thorazine and calm down. The bottom line is the majority of Americans wanted Donald John Trump to be their president and not Hillary Rodham Clinton.
That's the bottom line.
That's the bottom
line. Unless the Democrats, the more we go on with this Robert Mueller investigation, the more it seems obvious it's a waste of taxpayers' time.
Absolutely. And
so
money.
So what if the campaign manager met with the Russians? I mean, is it great optics? No. It really, at this point, when you think about it, it doesn't matter. The bottom line is this, right? I think the whole point of the investigation is that there was an allegation that the Russians colluded with the Trump campaign to alter the course of the 2016, alter the outcome, I should say, of the 2016 presidential election, right? That's the bottom line. That's what this is all about.
Absolutely,
supposedly.
Absolutely.
Now, it hasn't been quite 2 years, but the investigation has gone on long enough
yes.
that by now we should have some concrete evidence. You know, Robert Mueller is not investigating an election that took place 30 years ago to try to uncover whether the Russians influenced the election. He's investigating an election that happened less than 2 years ago. And so at this point, this information should be fresh. It should be available. The people are still alive. I mean, it was in November 2016. So if there was something there, it would have unveiled or been revealed by now. So to me, and to a lot of other people, there's really no there. Now, of course, we're not inside the investigation. Robert Mueller and his team may be keeping information close to the vest, as they used to say. But there, at this point, there does not seem to be a justification for continuing on with this investigation. Unless he can prove that the Russian government actually influence the outcome by paying people to vote, by busing people to the polls, by paying the poll workers to alter the votes. Unless they can prove that, this is all apparently becoming or is a waste of time.
And you know, I just saw a statement from Tom Perez. He happens to be a DNC chairman. Listen to this. During the 2016 presidential campaign, Russia launched an all-out assault on our democracy, and it found a willing and active partner in Donald Trump's campaign. Now, what sense does that make?
That is so hypocritical.
What sense does that make? You know, the taxpayers need to call their representatives and say, we're sick of this. We're sick of our tax dollars being spent. Yes, you're right. It's not quite 2 years, but this has been enough.
Yeah.
Enough is enough.
You know, the Democratic National Committee, and you're right, Tom Perez heads this committee, they're grasping at straws.
Nothing.
They have nothing.
Right.
I mean, I said it's hypocritical because this is the same DNC that rigged the primaries
yes.
in favor of Hillary Clinton.
Absolutely.
In spite of the number of votes that Bernie Sanders got, he received, they would say, okay, this one's a super delegate, so this one super delegate represents 200 votes. I mean, they were just making it up to rig it in favor of Hillary Clinton, and now they want to lecture us about how Russia meddled with the elections, and yet they have no evidence, and saying that Donald J. Trump was a willing participant. The Democratic National Committee is made up of a bunch of hypocrites. They're trying to keep this Russia collusion theory going, and the more we go on with this, the weaker the case appears to me and to millions of other people.
And you know, if they wanted honesty, when former President Obama meddled in the Israeli elections,
exactly,
did they scream, holler, and want a special prosecutor?
Right.
Taxpayer dollars were given to people to go to Israel to try to make sure that Netanyahu was not reelected.
Right, that is true.
And they went on the orders of former President Barack Hussein Obama.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. They said nothing.
Right.
It wasn't a problem.
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, they want all of this money being wasted to try to find some Russian collusion.
Right.
And if they haven't found it in a year and a half,
right,
then the people are the ones who colluded with Donald Trump to put him in office.
Exactly.
Now, what are you going to do to us?
Exactly.
Period.
Exactly. I mean, you're so right. I mean, again, we're not talking about a 30-year-old murder mystery.
No, we're not.
30-year-old election fraud case.
No, we're not.
This happened in November 2016, allegedly. Barack Obama's administration, there's no other way to say it, they lied to the FISA court to get a warrant.
They did.
To spy on Donald Trump's campaign. So all this information, if there was any evidence, true evidence, I mean concrete evidence, that the government of Russia played a role in Donald Trump winning the election, that would have been revealed by now. I mean, and Donald Trump would be on his way to impeachment. But they don't have that information. They just simply don't have it. So
no, they don't.
No,
they
ridiculous.
Don't. It is ridiculous.
I want to talk about very quickly.
Yes.
You know, I think April 21st, which is today, I think.
Yes, it
421,
is.
I believe Prince died. Prince the Entertainer died 2 years ago today, if I'm not mistaken, or close to it. I might be off a day. I want to talk about Prince. He's a launching point for a broader point in that America has an opioid crisis. Opioid capturing in, bringing in painkillers, fentanyl, Percocet, and others. I just wanted your thoughts on that, Barbara, about the opioid crisis in the United States and how it has affected you.
How it has affected me? Well, you know, when I see people who appear to be strung out on drugs, and you know, I've seen a few of whatever, you know, I feel very heartbroken because you say to yourself, why? And I think that, you know, in America, we have a crisis with our families, with the you know, people not being validated, people not have, you know, we have so many dysfunctional families because we don't put an emphasis on strong families, morals, sound marriages, bringing children up in an environment that has values, and you know, just bringing them up as whole as we can possibly bring them up. Last I looked at the statistics, like 41% of all children born in America are born into single-headed households. Within the black community, that figure is astonishing, and it's sad. Over 70% of black children born are born into single-headed households. You know, the Bible is very clear. Honor your father and your mother. That means, you know, God designed a family to be a father with a mother and a mother with a father to raise the children together.
Right, right, right.
That's God's way of designing a family intact. Of course, they're not going to be perfect because no one is perfect.
Right.
But at least a child has a better chance of being less broken. We have too many people who are broken.
Right.
broken from birth.
Right.
And they're trying to find an alternative to their state of brokenness. Mm. And unfortunately, I think that's where drugs and alcohol play a significant role. And I believe that that's why we have such an epidemic of these drugs and people going from doctor to doctor, getting drugs from this one, drugs from that one, trying to dull the pain of their brokenness.
You know, thank you for that insight, Barbara. I think you're absolutely right. I'm just thinking about former Fox News host Eric Bolling.
Yes.
Who lost his son to opioids. Yes. It is a crisis in the United States.
Yes, it is.
People do go from doctor to doctor.
Yes.
And we have to be careful with that. And I think Prince was kind of doctor shopping, and other celebrities have done that. I'm bringing this up because it's a real crisis in the United States. And I forget the name of the town, but it was more pills were shipped to this town, I believe it was in Kentucky, than they had people in the town. So there are towns, small towns in America, where these fentanyl and the other drugs are just being dumped. And it's really taken a toll, even in small town America. And it's just something that we need to be aware of, and to just talk about it, because so many families are losing their children to the opioid
Absolutely.
Crisis, to heroin and to other drugs. And what are your thoughts when people say that marijuana is harmless?
It is not.
Like we were talking earlier about Chuck Schumer wants to legalize marijuana. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know why he wants to do that? Because this way he feels if the Americans who are charged with voting for him are all dumbed up, drugged up. They won't even be able to listen to some of his rhetoric and find any holes in it. They'll be saying, all right, all right.
Right.
You know what I mean? As long as he just says the things that he thinks that they want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
We'll provide you with affordable housing. We'll take care of you. Mm-hmm. We'll do this. We'll do that.
Right.
Not telling them that this is at the taxpayer's expense.
Right.
So people like Chuck Schumer don't mind if you're doped up.
Mm.
They want you doped up because they don't want you to even think about examining what's true and what's not true.
True.
So that'll play right into their hands. I forgot what the question you asked me.
I mean, what do you think? People say that marijuana is harmless.
It is not harmless. If it was harmless, mm-hmm. then you wouldn't have car wrecks because of marijuana. Mm-hmm. Your judgment is off. You know, why would they say it's harmless when I have a report here from scientists who says that you're very likely to die from high blood pressure because marijuana runs your blood pressure up and that puts you at risk.
Mm.
You know, liberals don't even think about the at-risk or the side effects of some of these things that they promote. They just want to be reelected. They want to stay in power, and that's all they want. They don't care about the human toll.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we can cite, you know, like they're pushing same-sex marriage. Mm-hmm. Look at some of the CDC reports about lifestyles like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you put people at risk, even abortions.
Right.
There's a medical research out there. There's medical research out there that says you put yourself at risk of breast cancer with an abortion.
Wow.
Because of the milk that now has to find another way to get out of your body. That starts forming because you're pregnant. They don't tell you these things. They don't tell you the ugly side of what you're doing.
Mm.
And liberalism is a dark ideology.
Mm.
It's not happy. It's not pleasant. And it's not truthful.
Mm.
They hide the truth about these terrible things. Marijuana is not. Now, sometimes they use it for glaucoma.
Right.
Patients.
And they also use marijuana to ease the pain, I think, in cancer patients and other patients.
But they have
medical marijuana.
They do, but they have alternatives. My brother, who recently died from cancer, they gave him morphine.
Okay.
He didn't have to sit up there and smoke any marijuana cigarettes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let's just keep it real. I don't want someone smoking marijuana behind the wheel of a car.
That's true.
You don't want that.
Right.
Marijuana causes some people to become very disoriented.
Mm.
Some of the marijuana is laced with other things. One man who's in Daytona Beach, Florida, and he says he smoked marijuana and that wrecked his life for the rest of his life.
Mm.
Now he has psychosis and he has everything because the marijuana evidently was laced with something.
Wow.
It destroyed his life, basically.
Wow.
It just didn't kill him. So no, we need to start looking at truth and honesty. If we address some of the unresolved anger, bitterness, frustration in our lives, then we wouldn't have to turn to these alternatives to try to ignore what's really at the core of our problem, why we want to turn to all of these drugs.
Absolutely. Thank you, Barbara.
We have to be honest.
Barbara, I want to touch on your book. Any updates on your book? How is it going? How is it being promoted? Where are you going to be making any appearances? And how can people get your book?
Well, people can pre-order the book right now because it hasn't been published, but I do have a published copy of it, and I must say that it looks pretty good. And you can go to Barnes & Noble's. You can go to Simon & Schuster. Books a Million, www, I forgot the www, all of them have www,
yeah,
Books a Million, Barnes & Noble, Simon & Schuster, and even Walmart.
And Amazon.com
and
as well.
Amazon, yes it is. And I want to read from you some of what's on the back cover.
Please.
I am Barbara from Harlem, and my God, my country, and my conscience are my guides. I was a liberal by default. I asked no questions. I had no answers. I just pulled the lever to vote for Democrats, as was expected of me. Most of my fellow black Americans do not fully understand what the term liberal means, or who or what they are voting for. They don't realize how harmful those liberal politicians are to our freedoms and liberties as Americans. I was born into a culture that believes black equals Democrat, a broken home, failed marriage, and a feeling of victimization fueled my need for inclusion, which the Democratic Party fulfilled. As an activist and member of the NAACP and Democratic clubs in Harlem, the men I looked up to, the Reverend Jesse Jackson, whom I also campaigned for, Congressman Charlie Rangel and Reverend Al Sharpton reinforced the negative perceptions that shaped my world. Just like false prophets, the false narrative spoon-fed to us by black leaders, the black community, the media, and progressive politicians has enslaved blacks in a victimhood mentality and entitlement mindset.
Wow.
I think I'll stop right there.
Wow, that's powerful.
Yes.
Very powerful. And your book, I mean, it's a memoir.
Yes, it is.
But it also goes deeper than that. It provides insight into why so many black people vote for Democrats almost automatically. So
yes.
To your point, liberal by default, a lot of black people, in my experience, and we're African American, if you don't know, they don't really know what liberal means.
No, they don't.
But because they've been brainwashed to vote for Democrats and to support their platform, their agenda, by the way they vote for liberals, therefore allowing liberal policies to take a root and to be implemented. So they're liberal by default without even actively saying, hey, I'm a liberal. They don't really even know or really understand the difference between liberal and conservative, but because they just automatically line up behind a Democrat, and most Democrats are liberal and even, you know, extremely liberal, they are liberal by default.
Absolutely. You know, they don't even learn that in church. You know, and a lot of us are churchgoers. In church, we hear about the prostitute, about the drunkard. You know that those are lost people. We don't hear anything about secular humanism or liberals or a Christian worldview versus a secular worldview.
And I just want to stop you right there, Barbara.
Yes.
Sorry, because I think this is very, very important. When you went to that liberal college, yes, it was frustrating. But what I think it helped you to see is in real time what I think Dr. R.C. Sproul or maybe Dr. D. James Kennedy spoke about, a secular worldview and a Christian worldview. And until you had really brought that to the forefront, I hadn't really thought about it. it either.
Yes.
But there is a secular worldview. They don't want you to really know it. Absolutely. But they go into certain occupations such as education. They sit on the board of education throughout this country.
Yes, they do.
So they can decide on the books and the curriculum that our children will be subject to.
Absolutely.
They want to say in that to make sure the liberal viewpoint, and it could be historically incorrect, is represented. Mm-hmm. So it's important that we understand that there is a secular worldview that will try to undermine who we are as Americans and as Christians, and that there's a Christian worldview. Go ahead, please.
Well, you know, I didn't, at first when I started at that college, I became frustrated. I was frustrated, just as you said.
Mm-hmm.
But after I dropped out and you encouraged me to go back, I did. I went back with a victorious attitude. Each time when I put my hand on the door of that institution, I said, "Dear Father, as I enter into this den of iniquity, please keep me respectful and give me the patience and the endurance I need to be victorious." Mm-hmm. And I was victorious. God answered mm-hmm. that prayer
mm-hmm.
because I graduated from that very liberal, very, very liberal institution that was founded by Jesuit priests, mm-hmm. but turned into a secular domain.
Wow.
I graduated with a 4.08 average mm-hmm. GPA.
Mm-hmm.
But it became entertaining to me because I got to the point where I enjoyed frustrating them. Thank God I could read and write because I was a graduate of George Washington High School.
Mm-hmm.
They used to teach us how to read and write and function in the world.
Wow.
Not propaganda.
Well, you know, let's just focus on that for a moment because I think that's important. And George Washington, tell the audience where it is, by the way.
It's located in Manhattan on about 192nd Street and Audubon Avenue, up in Washington Heights.
Thank you. So at George Washington High School, you were taught to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yes.
You had to pledge your, I think there was some kind of duty or pledge to the United States to be a good citizen.
That's correct.
Talk to us about that, please.
When I received my academic diploma from George Washington High School, prior to receiving it, we had to sign a pledge, and that pledge was to be a good citizen of America, of the United States of America. We honored this country.
Wow.
We didn't have any problem with saying, "I pledge allegiance to the flag."
Mm.
No problem at all. But things changed after.
Yeah.
They changed.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, but at least when I graduated high school, I could read and write. And most of us went out into the workforce.
Right. Gotcha.
We could hold a job.
Yeah, gotcha.
I was recruited out of high school to work at Western Union
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
of my rapid typing.
Wow.
I was a teletype operator and did very well.
Wow.
And we could write compositions because we had to write. We could do math. It's not like what they're exposed to today. Today they're exposed to a lot of propaganda.
Yeah.
Talking about how horrible America is. And in the college that I attended, they wanted me to write a paper about how I was being oppressed in America.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Only oppression I felt was when my husband deserted the family.
Wow.
So that's what I wrote about.
Right, right.
That was the oppression. It wasn't because of I was black.
Right, exactly.
Or anything like that. I mean, they pushed an agenda of racism, hate America. America was, what do you call those countries that take up other countries?
Right, right, right. America was an aggressive country.
Yes, an aggressive country.
And if we were, we would own the Philippines by now.
We would own Germany.
We would own Germany.
Japan.
We would own Japan right now.
Thank you.
And instead, we helped to rebuild through the Marshall Act, and I stand to be corrected, we helped to rebuild those countries. So your point is very well taken, Barbara.
Yes.
Very well. And I personally think, once this book gets out there and more people know about it,
yes.
It's going to be a blockbuster.
And let me give the title again.
Please.
Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations, Barbara from Harlem.
And Barbara, I know on Amazon, if I type in your name, the book will come up.
Excellent.
Right, so if you can't remember that title, just type in and the book will come up.
Yes.
Barbara, how can people reach you, please, before we close?
Oh, you can send me an email at any time. My email address is Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, from, F-R-O-M, Harlem, H-A-R-L-E-M, U-S-A, at yahoo.com. Once again, Barbara from Harlem, USA at yahoo.com. We enjoyed our time with you this Saturday on April the 21st, and we hope to come again next Saturday, and please tune in to
Our Urban Story.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.